Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different, and it is all about you. See, success comes from within, but do you have the right environment and do you have the right things happening around you to allow you to be successful? It's a lonely place out there, and whether you are an entrepreneur by yourself, whether you're a small business owner with a team of 1, 2, 5, 10, even up to 20 people, it can be lonely and it can be difficult to know what should you be doing, what direction you should be taking, and who can you talk to. I remember very early on when I tried to do everything myself, and it was tough. Here you have your own little voices saying, do this, do that, oh, don't do that, it protects you because of fear. You have all that going on, plus you're trying to build, plus you're trying to understand and get the right knowledge and skill set to make all of that happen. It feels like you're being dragged left, right, up, down, and all over the place. And where do you go? Who do you listen to? What is it that you should actually be doing next? See, it's a tough environment. And even business owners who have large organizations, it's really no different for them. It's who do you talk to that plays the game at the level you want to play at? Who do you talk to that understands the sorts of things that you're going through? So it doesn't matter what type of organization you have, whether you're at the little end or whether you're at the big end, it's all around, are you in the environment that is best going to support you, that's best going to challenge you, that's best going to give you the insights, the knowledge, the skill sets to be able to get to a whole nother level? Are you in an environment that collaborates? Or are you in an environment where it's everybody just looking out for themselves and looking over their shoulder, not wanting to share things? Now, there's plenty of environments all around the globe for you to be a part of. And what I'm saying is, you need to find something that supports. You need to find something that challenges you. You need to find something that allows you to be successful. If you're the smartest person in the room, that's not the environment you want to be around. You need to have other people who can challenge you, that can ask you the right sorts of questions. You need to have other people that you're going to learn from their insights. You're going to learn from their past experiences. I'm sure you have heard many a times that the five closest people that you are around will be a reflection of your own income. And I remember the day where we changed the people that we were around. And sure enough, so did the income. So you need to have a think, are you actually shooting yourself in the foot because of the environments that you are around? Because you don't have people to challenge you. You don't have people to ask better questions. You don't have people earning more than what you're earning or having more success than what you're having. Now, it's very easy to stay in that past environment because you feel safe. You feel on top of it all. But that's not helping you get in front. That's not helping you to be able to generate the sort of revenue or create the sort of business that you want. And all you're doing is sabotaging your own success. Success comes from growing. Success comes from being able to improve day in, day out. And the easiest way to do that is to be around the right sorts of people, the right sorts of knowledge, the right sort of environment. It's why I love every single week making sure that I'm engaged with our mentors. It would be very easy, and I'll take this week alone, it's very easy to go, oh, I've got so much to work on that I'm not going to jump on a call Wednesday morning. But I know by jumping on that call Wednesday morning, I'll get off it and I'll be motivated for the rest of the week. Doesn't mean that I've got to do anything different than what I'd already planned. All it means is by being around that environment, by listening, by hearing other people's questions and therefore the answers, it motivates my own success. And sometimes that's all we need. So what are you doing to be engaged to different communities? And if you go, oh, well, it's not working for me at the moment, well, there's a reason why. Because your engagement levels with the communities aren't happening. It's amazing how many times that I can listen to something and will pick up one thing every single time. And I can listen to it for 100 times and I'll still pick up one little thing. And that's because I'm ready to pick that up at that particular time. It's amazing how many times in the last 3 months I've gone over our sales process. It's probably at least 8-9 times. And people still pick something new up. Because at the start, it's all too big and overwhelming that they pick up one chunk. And then the next time, they're ready to pick up the second chunk. And the next time, they're ready to pick up the third chunk. And that's just how we learn. So you can't just do something once and think you're going to have mastered it. So let's get back to where we started from. Are you around the right environment? Are you around people who are smarter than you? Do you have a chance to learn, collaborate, and be able to do things with other people that's going to improve your knowledge, your skill set, and therefore your success? Or are you the person that everyone else has been around and sucking energy from you? And that's not overly helpful either. It's why getting to live events, it's why being engaged is so important, because it changes your motivation. And if that's all it does, that's enough for you to get on a roll. But it also will change your skill set, it'll change your perspective on things, and it'll allow you to start looking at things in a different way. And that's got to be a good thing. So rather than being in a place where you go, I've got to do it all myself, no, you don't. You have to just step outside of that comfort zone. And you have to allow other people to be part of your environment, part of your world, and to be able to help you. So as I said, a little bit different today, but I think it's a nice little message, because it's very easy as we head into now after a Christmas period and the start of the year, and we're all excited for the start of the year, and now reality hits as we get into the second month. And it'll definitely hit by the time we get into the third month. So have a look at the 5 closest people you're around. Are they serving you or not? Have a look at what you're doing to be around other smart people. Have a look at what you're doing to remove the voice in your own head, improve your knowledge and your skill set. What are you doing to be engaged around those sorts of communities and people? And allow others to help. You don't have to do it all by yourself. Hopefully that's been really helpful. Thanks for joining me. If it's the first time you're listening to one of our podcasts, welcome. Please pop over to referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources and you're going to find a whole bunch of great stuff there. Look forward to taking you on a journey next time. And until then, have a brilliant week. Grow your business, get around the right people, and have an amazing week. Take care, all.